A poem, Good Robert Coles, My Zealous Interest Pricked, read by the writer of the poem, Richard Baldwin Cook. Good Robert Coles, my zealous interest pricked. His Crisis Kids, I read a sacred text. The Garden State in 70 was quick to move the migrants on before their wrecked and battered cars and lives could stop in town. The man-made stream made man work dark to dim, was for their kind no place in Vineland found. The migrant stream was fine, you see, for them. Good Robert pointed gently to the souls of children in a crisis, not their choice. Said specially for the poorest, life unfolds so quickly and is gone, we'd best give voice to small ones whose childhood is snatched away by purposed, harsh, and yes, cruel abuse. Their dads and moms at hard labor all day in fields that plied the nation's high produce. Good Robert, not alone to sound the knell, to warn that children must be given more than 6 inches of topsoil, where some fell and got 6 feet of earth, till heaven's door swings open to receive them on that day when earth entire, promised by Christ at last, theirs and dead moms and dads. Such deferred pay like dust seems meager for a lifelong fast, since food enough to live, not theirs to tout. Life on the migrant stream imparts slight hopes for kids Good Robert chose to write about. For answers to these puzzles, wisdom gropes. The other, my pole star, a stranger, child, unknown to me, but his reported death and placement in the ground forced forward wild and dismal thoughts. His homeless folks bereft, they on the stream, but Charlie left behind, engraved in Delaware, forever lost. No locals would or could visit his kind, the migrant kid whose death a slighted cost. Some others offered up a hope with prayers. Young Cesar and the workers, plainly dressed, sang arm in arm, then marched and tipped the chairs, made quake the agri-power in the West. Came east, they pitched a boycott, had their say. Don't buy the food and produce we would cut and pack for decent wages, they won't pay. This hopeful note got us out of the rut of migrants streaming north from Florida, the poorness of the boycott staff impressed. The prayers appeal to us who swing that way. With the UFW, our hopes would crest. Our jump into this welcome stream secure. The migrant ministry blunted the edge of poverty that volunteers endure who aren't ordained before they reach the ledge. Chris Hartmeyer alter-egoed Caesar's push to trim the power of Caliph Agribiz, but tempered with a charismatic rush of love for us fools who signed up for this. New stream of work and play, but industry was why we'd come 2,000 miles to be told what to do and where to go each day. Life, that old song played in a grand new key. Unscrupulous in hope marked us as young. Incorrigible love seeks no amends. Nosotros venceremos, anthem sung, clasped happy hands, bonded with new friends. Caesar, the man in charge, held all the reins. At first, this pattern worked out to a T. Compellingly, Chavez made wondrous gains, marked ordinary tasks with filigree. Disarming candor, potion that confused. He'd pick his feet and talk of lifelong hate for bosses who his granddad, they'd abused. He'd set things right soon, or maybe too late. The second tier of leaders, brilliant too, Leroy, Jim, Jerry, Marshall, none held back from ceaseless duty, exemplary few, were followed by an energetic pack of bright and eager staffers. Not a few could hold their own as dedicated men and women, who matched up quite well, we knew, for workers' rights and union power, its twin. We lived our little family at La Paz, Solitary Head and San Joaquin, the bastion and HDQ that was or could have been my resting place. I mean, I loved the winter crispness in that air. Union Pacific trills sweet spoke to me of countless hobos riding to somewhere to make a better life than they could see. I loved the desert harshness of that ground, the lack of color bright and varied seemed. The work was mediated by the sound of children's laughter. This place was my dream. But no, some crisis percolated all. Save one or two, no one would get to stay. The rest of us would quickly heed the call to Arizona Go or to L.A. This rootless up and out tossed us about and took the very meat right off the bone of tireless, then tired staff who came to doubt, had we turned not the tide, but just the foam? For us invited to live for the poor, the work beasts unrequited on this earth, a deep design good Cesar had in store, a commune or an order he'd give birth, and turn it over to the Vatican, the autocrats of other people's souls. This leaves aside the strong woman or man for whom a workers' union was the goal. Pues César, oye, dinos. What you mean? Pull us away from Charlie Thomas Grave, the migrant boy whose death was so obscene. Your fights for wages are for souls to save. And if I'd stayed behind to do what good? For a kid like Charlie, any case was dead. Systemic powers had beat us where we stood. Good Robert might just as well go unread. Cesar, devout, so quick to bend the knee to Court Mahoney's cynical goodwill. No clinic contraception he'd decree, but girlfriend gets the condom or the pill. U.S. labor power is grafted on, subject to ruin by legislative whim. Rebellions in Europe guard gains hard won since 1848. Those ranks have thinned. Sacramento a sacrament became, pilgrimage of talent, money too. Made sense to fix this tiresome dance for gains, stick labor law with Constitution glue. It did not work for reasons that apply to other propositions we deride. But Caesar thought to win was as to try, and lose meant rot was buried deep inside. Purge those kids, a deed surely ironic, the very ones whose work back in the day had made the union's label iconic, were marched out of La Paz, sent on their way. Like me, some kept our heads. We kept them low. But this is not the mission of the brave, righteous we self-envisioned long ago. We came to help the workers, not self-save. Not one thought, but 1,000 fill each hour. A busy, forward-looking plan was urged, at bay kept somber musings from power to notify the purger. Bro, you're purged. Sublime vision, our noon devil became Leroy long gone, Jim Eliseo too. Postulants from La Paz increasing lame, the worst of it, so many, now too few. My mentor Chris moved to the fortress high. Our shattered ranks to me looked for a sign, expected all's well from me, but a sigh I offered them before up and resigned. All faithful were we, and all traitors too. In solitude each measures down the love, the balance once expended, well, you're through. You're strangers now who once worked hand in glove. Of my 1,000 thoughts cascade each hour, one troubles me more than the last or first. My opt for Khalifa to fight the powers, was that my best decision or my worst? Together yoked, we labored, how we worked. In the deepening sunset, sharpness lost, recall no task too tiresome to be shirked, our questions asked, but still there comes the cost. Is life tainted if you tend for good? Severe inquiry dare not pose the gray fanatic who will kill you if he could, pray weeping o'er your corpse whose soul he'd save. Your blind allegiance tolls on you its cost, won't be shifted to the one who beckoned. We answered then. Now looking back, have lost the lifetime we better might have reckoned. Life unobstructed, if the backward look brings out a chorus dear, whose spectral air praises our efforts inscribed in the book of small deeds, as no larger are writ there.